This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, underwritten by Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service. I'm Buzz Ulrich. When we last talked with Pastor Joshua Gale of Philadelphia Lutheran Ministries, we heard that the Urban Ministry was developing new housing for some of the homeless population, working to rehabilitate some buildings toward that goal, and procuring the right permits to fix up a vital part of the ministry, a church. This time, we learn how PLM has been able to gather funding for the purpose of helping others become self-sufficient in the business world. One person being helped is Jason Mercado, who, according to Pastor Gale, needed help to develop an idea.
As far as the enterprise division, the Philadelphia Lutheran Ministries, it exists to provide working capital and business consulting for at-risk individuals. Historically, that's been immigrants. We had a couple cleaning businesses that we had started. The fund kind of lay dormant for a few years. I had met Jason downtown before and thought he would be a good candidate to start working towards the fund. I mean, the idea of the enterprise division is for communities themselves to generate their own wealth. So not so much for us to go in and have them work for us, but understanding that they have skills and dreams and opportunities and abilities that sometimes just require available funds. In some cases, we're the lender of last resort. A number of the folks that we work with can't go to a bank and ask for tens of thousands of dollars. But it exists to give the people a shot who have demonstrated commitment and hard work and perseverance to use these funds that were so generously donated, but to use them to provide grants and low-interest loans to get these businesses started.
Money is a key part of the equation in any business moving forward, but Pastor Joshua Gale says there are many factors involved.
Well, we're definitely at the point where we're using our consultants to teach basic business skills. And I think even though we have funds for business development for individuals, I think probably the most valuable component is actually the consulting. And so, for example, Jason's consultant is a Columbia MBA, brilliant guy. He's a business consultant himself. Volunteers his time, and so we're working at kind of the basic building blocks of business so that as we go forward, you know, his business can succeed. Because at some point, you know, it gets down to your regular business life, and that is providing fantastic customer service, being on top of things. So that's kind of where we're going now.
This now leads us to what happened when Jason Mercado and Pastor Gale met as Philadelphia Lutheran Ministries was doing outreach at Occupy Philadelphia.
They talked about Jeff's Cookies and this idea that I had of starting this cookie catering company in Philadelphia. And actually, when I met him, I was homeless as well and going through transition of trying to find housing and a number of different things like that. So that's how I met Pastor Gale.
Jason Mercado had a viable business idea, and out of it came Just Cookies, which the ministry has helped back both financially and with proper training. For the short term, Jason is hoping to continue to learn how to better produce the cookies he sells and find out what business decisions will help him.
In terms of a long-term goal, you know, with Just Cookies, I would like to eventually, you know, open up a coffee shop. You know, Just Cookies is a company that develops to use as a way to teach youth and young adults entrepreneurship. You know, I didn't know anything really about business when I started, and I was homeless, and, you know, I'd gone through an addiction, and so now I'm able to, with some clean time and some focus, I'm able to continue to develop the company and be able to take the same things I've learned and teach that to the next person so that they can, in turn, either open their business or at least being able to live life and just be able to share that message of hope and inspiration through Just Cookies and through Philadelphia Lutheran Ministries and Enterprises.
Hear more about the work of Philadelphia Lutheran Ministries and Jason Mercado on the March 30th World Lutheran News Digest. This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. WLN Digest is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.